Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher, Boy Shasky.
Take it out!
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
Little giddy up down the right side. Shoveled it to Draymond. Snapped it off to Curry. Let's see if the Warriors can get a couple of passes on this possession. Curry underhand scoop. Got fouled. It's good. Put him to the line as he face planted in the paint. Number 30 has come to play today. And Curry will bring it up. Curry drives. Scores. He's got 50. A 50-point playoff game for Stephen Curry in a game 7. Poole crosses half court of the Golden State Warriors are moving on. Moving on to round 2 to take on the Los Angeles Lakers. Mike Brown, Steve Kerr with a big hug at center court. Great job by Mike Brown and his staff all year long. Final score, Golden State 120, Sacramento 100. And the Golden State Warriors advance.
We ready.
Oh, baby. Were we ready for a play-in game? Oh, man. Oh, man. I guess it is where to go home. This is it, folks. Warriors and Kings later on tonight. 7 p.m. tip-off at the Golden 1 Center. As we say good morning to everybody out there getting off their graveyard shift. If you're at home, what is up? If you're getting ready for work, what is up? All the overnight dancers, all the CHP officers, teachers, cops, firefighters, you know the drill. Good morning to everybody on YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal First Class Money Market today. You can now download the Odyssey app directly from our YouTube and Twitch pages as we have added the QR code on both pages, the Xfinity Mobile text line. And shout out to our friends at Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. If you're going to call it to the roast, you better bring it, because if you don't, you will be flushed. Brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. Shasky, here we go again. Another do-or-die game between the Warriors and the Kings. The winner moves on to Friday night to take on the loser in the Pelicans-Lakers game. The loser goes into the offseason with a plethora of questions to answer. And especially the Golden State Warriors here. I'm not even thinking about this being the last game with the Big Three or the last game with this unit. Just get away today in Sacramento.
Well, you might not be thinking about it, but it has crossed my mind a lot. And believe me, the arrogance is going to come flying out at some point today regarding just the Sacramento rivalry. But I'm not ready for this thing to end. Like, there's a big part of a lot of us who have followed the Warriors for before the Steph Curry, Draymond era that want to soak this in. And I know it's been a long, long time where they've been together. And I don't think I'm emotionally or mentally prepared for it to come to an end. Even if we all can see that they're not what they once were, and you know that they do need some retinkering, and they're going to have to make some adjustments. Nobody is naive to those things, but can't lose in the play-in to the Kings. That's not how it's supposed to end.
No, they want, and look, Sacramento wants revenge. This would be perfect for Sacramento. They're salivating at the opportunity to not only pay the Warriors back for what happened last year, April 30th, in Sacramento, You know, when the Warriors won Game 7 in Sacramento, Steph went 20 of 38 for 50 points. They haven't gotten over that. And despite them not having Malik Monk and kind of regressing from last year when they won 48 games, it was a number three seed in the Western Conference this year. They dropped down to 9, and they win 46 games. Back-to-back 40-plus win seasons for Sacramento. Pretty damn good after the 16-year playoff drought. But the chance to make the Warriors go into the offseason and question whether or not they bring back CP3, Klay Thompson, what to do with Andrew Wiggins, Kuminga, all these question marks that we have, Sacramento will love. They would relish this opportunity. It would be, if they would lose Friday to the Pelicans, they would at least be able to walk around Sacramento and say, we ended the Warriors. We kept them from making the playoffs. We kept them from a second play-in game. So the emotions are going to be running high up in Sacramento to go to One Center. They want this game as bad as they did last year. They want to have the last laugh. They want to have bragging rights. Harrison Barnes wants another chance to end the dynasty. He had that opportunity game 4 when he missed the wide-open 3. I don't know. And if the Warriors, look, on paper, Shasky, the Warriors should win this game.
Why do you say that?
They have the better roster right now. They're the better roster. They're the deeper roster. They do.
Even though they're I would say they're top-heavy old.
Oh, I mean, Steph Curry's still playing at an all-NBA level. Sure, you got some age here, but what does age have to do with a game like tonight? Well, the game's going to be a little slower, you would hope.
Guys, they looked exhausted down the stretch in terms of like Steph Curry did, you know, and obviously the ankle is of concern. I'm sure he'll be fine tonight, but like there is like some natural wear and tear, you know, that I worry about.
I mean, yeah, sure. I mean,
not that the Kings don't have it.
Yeah, but the Warriors are able to manage that. They do have the deeper roster. They are the favorites in this basketball game. But when I think about this regular season that we kind of recapped yesterday, the Warriors has lost this game all season long. They've lost these type of games. Just when you think, hey, man, they're about to turn the corner. They're about to win this game. Oh, it's a measuring stick game. It's a chance to move on. They've taken a step back and lost these games, whether it's New Orleans on Friday night, whether it's Dallas in Dallas the previous Friday night, whether it's the Denver Nuggets twice at Chase Center, or hell, all 4 times against the Denver Nuggets, whether it's losing 3 times to the Phoenix Suns, whether it's losing to the Minnesota Timberwolves all 3 times, and starting a road trip in which you control the game, and yet you lose 104-100, and then you win the rest of your games on a road trip, but it don't feel that great because you played shorthanded teams. The Warriors have lost this type of game all season long. They just have. And so, why have they lost that game? Turnovers. Points off turnovers. Inconsistency.
Defending the threes.
Rotations. What do you name it? But the Warriors have seemingly not gotten over the hump in these type of games. So that's why you just don't know what you're going to get tonight. You just don't know.
No, you have no idea what you're going to get. But I feel like we can expect 25-plus from Curry.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just looking at the game logs from last year in the series, and although the 50-point final game ended up kind of skewing some of the numbers, he was relatively the same Curry.
Yeah, no doubt. He's a Sacramento Kings killer. If he walks in that building, they shrivel and they get into a cold sweat. Like, oh my God, there's 30. 30's going to be fine. Draymond, I think, is going to be fine. Now, who else is going to be the consistent player?
Now you're coming to where I'm at.
So
is Andrew Wiggins going to show up? Is he going to make an appearance?
Well, I'll tell you what.
You know, there's a lot of rhetoric regarding Kuminga. I mean, we all know, like, Andrew Wiggins is the one who's going to be starting. Andrew Wiggins is the one making $25 million a year. Andrew Wiggins has to show up.
Well, I need Wiggins' minutes to match De'Aaron Fox's minutes.
Okay.
He has to be on Wiggins Island, De'Aaron Fox. Andrew Wiggins has to slow down De'Aaron Fox and just, look, De'Aaron may get his 25 to 30 points, but he's got to make him work for it, especially without Malik Monk. That's got to be the primary assignment for Andrew Wiggins, first and foremost. Defend and keep De'Aaron Fox out of the paint. Keep 2 feet out of the paint. Don't let him start penetrating and get into his left hand, because then once he starts cooking, then he takes his game to the outside, and he starts stroking the three there. So Wiggins on De'Aaron Fox, that's the assignment. He's got to snuff that out. Nobody else.
Well, and also De'Aaron Fox, who's cranked up his defense this year, I think you have to attack him and try to get him in foul trouble and wear him down on that defensive end. Meaning whoever he's guarding, whether it's Curry or whether it's maybe they throw him on Klay for a little while or Andrew Wiggins, you have got to find advantageous matchups and spots on the floor to try to make him work.
Well, I wonder if Mike Brown's going to leave De'Aaron Fox.
What do you think?
Because last year he allowed De'Aaron Fox to guard Steph Curry a lot. Now, in the game seven, they went to Terrence Davis. That was a mistake. You got to think that there's going to be more Keon Ellis and more Davion Mitchell. Now, Keon Ellis is a guy who we didn't have on our scouting report for a long, long time. The Warriors didn't even have him on the scouting report. Steve Kerr mentioned that. Keon Ellis is playing some good ball for Sacramento. He's actually been a better fit in the starting lineup than Kevin Herter. I don't think they'll miss Red Velvet at all. Hell, Red Velvet was MIA. And basically, in the seven games against the Warriors last year, that's 28 quarters. He was MIA for like 26 and a quarter.
We have to audit that nickname, Red Velvet. What has he done to deserve a nickname like
that? I don't know.
Red Velvet. Did he give that nickname to himself?
I have no idea. I haven't done a deep dive on Red Velvet in terms of his nicknames or anything like that, but he was unplayable.
What?
Or the cake. You haven't done a deep dive on the cake either.
Yeah, deep dive on the cake.
Red Velvet's delicious.
To me, it's a little overrated.
I agree.
Everything's overrated.
No, that one. Everybody all of a sudden became a Red Velvet fan. Red Velvet cake? Really? Oh, my God, Red Velvet cake.
Is that
cake.
The thing?
That was a thing like the last 10 years. Oh, I'm kind of with you, Spinoza.
Give me the white sponge, maybe a little bit of strawberries on there, vanilla frosting, or the chocolate cake. Red Velvet, I'm missing.
As long as I have a scoop of ice cream.
There you go. I'm not a big cake guy.
Also, you don't have to be good to have a nickname. We should clarify that. You don't have to be a good player.
Nah, there's a lot of bad players with nicknames. A lot of bad players.
It's a good point.
I mean, James Wiseman, we started calling him Big Game James. What a disrespect to James Worthy, right?
James Shields.
And I love James. Yeah, Big Game Shields. James. Yeah, Big Game James. Sweet. And James Shields just throwing that nickname out there. Come on, man. Disrespectful to James Worthy.
Well, I'm very worried about Keegan Murray in a game like this. And I'm worried about some random guy. Like, let's say, like, Lyles, someone like that just popping off the bench and hitting a bunch of threes. You know, Malik Monk, the absence is going to be large for them. And so someone else stepping up is paramount. And I'm looking at what could do the Warriors in. If you've looked at some of their ugly games throughout this year, random guys having monster nights off that bench with a second unit, like that's something they're going to have to snuff out.
Well, Trey Lyles was huge in that game six that sent the series back to Sacramento to game seven. They went small. They actually took out Sabonis in that basketball game. And the last time the Warriors played Sabonis, I mean, the game at Golden One Center, the third game of the series, Sabonis was MIA. He was a non-factor. 9 points, 10 assists, 8 rebounds, empty calories, like we said. It's De'Aaron Fox. Now, Kevin Herter did have a good game against the Warriors this season, but he's going to be out, obviously. Malik Monk's going to be out, obviously. Keon Ellis is the guy I'm watching. Keon Ellis is a quick guard. He can play on both ends of the floor. I believe he's going to be in front of Curry a lot. Mm. Now, I think Mike Brown made the mistake last year putting Fox on Curry a lot, and Fox wanted that challenge, but Fox could not stay with Stephen Curry. It was just too much for him, all the movement. It wore him down offensively to put him in front of Stephen Curry defensively. So I expect to see a lot of Keon Ellis, a lot of Davion Mitchell on Stephen Curry, and that could be trouble for Sacramento. But who else is going to step up for the Golden State Warriors tonight? We shall see. Let's go up to Sacramento. Speaking of Sac. Oh, we got King fans in the building. We get a Kings call before a Dub call? What the hell is going on around
here? Where are we at, Warriors?
Jared in Sacramento. Goodness. It is early. It is 6:18. Jared in Sacramento, what's happening?
Hey, Bonte, we're up early, ready to win the day, man. Sacramento Kings, let's go.
Let's go.
Wait, are you up early because you have to drive 2 hours to come to the city to work?
I coach football. We got morning meetings this morning. I got to get my guys going.
Where do you coach at, Jared?
That was a joke.
I coach at Simpson University up in Redding, California.
Oh, you're up there at Redding?
Redding.
Wow, I've been up to Redding a couple times.
So you are traveling for 2 hours in the other direction.
No doubt. Hey, but we're smoking the Warriors loud pack today, man, because the dynasty ends today. Sabonis is going to be big triple-double. Book it right now.
What else? Well, I mean, empty calories, Jarrett. That's what he is. He's empty calories. That triple-double will mean nothing. Nothing at all.
It's going to be big redemption. He needs it. Like you just said about Game 3 and that whole series last year, he really was MIA. But it's going to be bounced back today, guys. We're smoking the loud pack, Bonte.
All right,
Jarrett. Wow, he's coming at you.
All right, Jarrett. That's fine. Come at me. about me.
Are you more worried about this game than you were Game 7 last year?
I wasn't even worried about Game 7. I wasn't worried about Game 7.
So you have zero worry today?
No. Listen, I don't watch games worrying about the outcome.
I'm going to be humble in this one.
I don't watch him like that no more. I don't like going to a game like, oh my God, I'm so worried we're going to lose. Like, oh my God. It is what it is. You know, the task ahead, like the Super Bowl. You knew what it was. Going at Mahomes.
What are you, you know what I'm saying? Game, you're, where's flirting with the devil?
No. And by the third quarter, when they had the interceptions, I said, we're flirting with the devil.
We're not going to win this game. Devil.
They mismanaged the first half. They weren't going to touch the football for an hour. It was simple football. You're sitting right there in front of it. It's like, wow. You're watching it in real time how Shanahan and company are going to blow the Super Bowl. But it didn't have me worried. It was like, damn. To see it go down like that was depressing as hell. It felt like it was a helpless feeling. Now, when it comes to Sacramento tonight, am I worried? Nah, I'm not going to have any butterflies.
But I look at last year, and it was a kind of incubated rivalry this year because of everything that happened. Obviously, the four games this year and then the play-in game. I think this is going to crank up the rivalry just in general.
Oh,
now, you got to do it year after year, and you got to have multiple generations for it to be one of the true rivalries in sports. But I think this is great. I think this is great for Northern California. I think it's great for the Kings. Finally, they got something to play for. I think it's great for the Warriors because, you know, the Warriors like to have a lot of enemies out there. Mm-hmm. James Harden, LeBron James, the Rockets, OKC early on. I mean, Memphis Grizzlies.
Oh, this is.
Just add another one.
Do Warrior fans hate the Kings now?
I don't know.
Do they annoy you now? 888-957-9570. Because I do feel like this is starting to brew. I know it's Sacramento. They can't stand to go to St. Warriors. Because as Mo said yesterday, the Kings, and even Mo, and you could just see it with Kings fans. They've been in the shadow of Warrior fans for over 20 years. 20 years. Think about that. Ever since the Warriors started winning championships and the downfall of the Sacramento Kings, they had the team with Peja Stojakovic and Chris Webber, and they were close to the mountaintop. And then Tim Donaghy happened, and then Game 6 happened against the L.A. Lakers. Then they were nowhere to be heard from. And the Warriors all of a sudden came out of nowhere with Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green. You start winning all these championships, and they've got to hear it 90 minutes away. They've got to see it over and over like, wow, we drive down 90 minutes, that's a championship team. Here we are sitting with a 20-win team, a 25-win team, and we've been in the abyss. We've got the 16-year playoff drought. So they want this game bad. I think they look at us in a different way than we look at them. We're like, oh, that's a cute little story, the Sacramento Kings. There's a lot of vitriol coming from the 916 up there in Sacramento.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I speak for all Warrior fans at all. I just give you my particular perspective. I've got a lot of family that's moved up that way. Family that lives in Sacramento, family that lives in Auburn, Rockland. My sister moved to Roseville. So all of my family has remained Warrior fans. Now, this is the time to remain a Warrior fan, obviously.
I hope so.
But if the Warriors go through a 5 or, let's say, 10-year downtick, and the Kings are good.
I would hope they remain Warrior fans. Why would they not remain Warrior fans by just moving?
Well, I mean, you know, things happen when people move, you know? You see this all the time. Like, people, I'm from Boston, and I root for the Giants now, but originally I was a Red Sox fan. See this all across.
Lame. That's front-running.
there's a large contingent of the Bay Area that's moved up into that region.
No, I hear you.
You know, and so.
No, but I'm saying I would hope they stay Warrior fans.
Well,
why would you switch?
Well, because people want to be a part of a winner, right? Oh. And so whoever's winning, people are going to jump ship. Not everyone is as loyal as you and I.
So that's front-running.
Well,
there's a lot of front runners.
That's what bandwagon is. I mean, that's the majority of fan bases when they become super large and popular. It's a lot of, like, I'm sure there are a lot of Warrior fans that were not Warrior fans when they grew up.
Probably. Let's go to Omar and Cocker. Omar, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, baby?
Yeah, so I was just calling, man, you know, the one thing that Nori means the most about Kings fan is light the beam. I'm tired of hearing that, you know. Nobody even knew what the beam was until they start winning games.
I think it's pretty new.
Yeah, they just introduced it last year. Omar.
I actually get a kick out of the beam. I think it's a cool novelty.
Yeah, it's not bad. It'll wear off soon. It'll wear off soon.
You think?
I mean, when you start, you can't be lighting the beam and losing in the first round. You can't be lighting the beam and losing in the play-in game. Can't be lighting the beam and beating ninth place in the Western Conference. I mean, that's cute for them. I mean, you know, we raise banners. They like the beam.
The Giants have been playing Tony Bennett for how many years after a victory?
After every game, not after a win.
Yeah, every game.
They do it every game, even if it's a loss.
Game
every
game.
See, I don't. Man,
every game. Yeah,
yeah.
Every game.
But even then, I like it. I still love that novelty.
Yeah.
The Cubs have the Fly the W.
Fly the W.
Right. Yeah. Well, the Fly the W thing became. I didn't hear about that until like last decade. Cubs to me are more about the seventh inning stretch and the celebrities singing.
Yeah, that's. No, that's a good one. Well, Sweet Caroline for the
Boston. Sweet Caroline
for Boston.
They've always done that. But the beam, hey, it's cute. It's cute.
I think it's fine for
you. Don't miss that break, bro.
All right.
You know, create new rituals.
No, I'm not bad at that. All right. 888-957-9570. Warrior fans, do King fans annoy you? We'll go revisit the season series, two games apiece. Both teams won two games. The last three matchups between the Warriors and the Kings came down to a single point. They were dictated by a single point.
And to me, I'll get into it, it's one player that I despise on the Kings, and that's it. Everything else, I have no problem with them.
It's one guy?
Yeah.
Is it empty? Hollow?
Tease.
Hollow?
It's a professional
empty?
Tease.
Oh, teases are overrated. What's coming up in the game brought to you by the Hampton Tides? Overrated, like the Kings and the Beam.
I was rooting against Bonte. At least Bonte didn't win.
Sabonis is down.
Let me say this. Draymond stepped on him, but Sabonis grabbed his leg first.
Look at the fans. This is it, you know. We're here to find you. So
Draymond Green is picked up.
Puts it up. They're also
getting... Oh, that was game two of that first round series where the stump heard around the world, but you heard Jim Jackson on the call for TNT and Iron Eagle. Jim Jackson says Sabonis grabbed the leg first, which I thought he did. And then, of course, Draymond Green goes full WWE. The problem was Adam Silver, the commissioner of the league, and Joe Dumars was in the building, and that got him ejected. That got him popped. Wait, did he get ejected in that basketball game? I don't even remember if he got ejected or not. I just remember the suspension in Game 3, and the Warriors didn't wait Game 3 to get back into the series. But there's some beef with Sabonis, and this is what's great. You know, so Sunday, you know, Fitz has this thing. Don't bring up the turnovers. Don't bring up the turnovers.
Why?
Because it happens. But he's like, don't bring up the turnovers. You're going to speak it into existence. And Bookie's like, yo, we kind of got to talk about it. I'm like, I'm with you, Bookie. It is what it is.
Don't speak him into existence.
Basically, it's like, I don't have anything to do with the game. If I say, hey, the Warriors can't turn the ball over, me saying that is not going to dictate the game. I say all that to say, I was looking at YouTube during the break. In mentality and ever person, you're like, yeah, I don't like when Bonte's talking cocky because the Warriors lose. He just needs to be humble. Hey, fellas, I have no bearings on this basketball game. I'm not taking a single dribble. I don't know what the game plan is. I don't know who the referees are yet, although we'll get there. I have no... What Shasky and I will say today will have no impact whatsoever on the basketball game. Just to let you know. So
I would love to have that kind of power.
Right. I mean, it would be awesome, right? We'd be winning all the time. But talk your talk. It's sports. We have no impact on the game. What we say today, we can think that a matchup is going to happen, and we think that the Warriors are going to win, and we think they just should be playing on Friday, but we have no impact on tonight's game.
All right, which leads me to, you know, you're talking about the Kings just in general, and honestly, as a Warrior fan, I don't think about the Kings often. I'm happy for the Kings. I know some people that cover the team. You know, KC, I've known for quite a while. I'm happy for KC. I know our boy Mattson's up there. Styles is up there behind enemy lines, both of them.
Are they Warrior and King fans?
Well, look, again, like people that move to different areas, you try to indoctrinate yourself to the community. I understand it. You know, if your kids are going to school and everybody around them is a Kings fan, I get it. I'm not going to judge. You know what I mean? I don't know what I would do. But I'd say this.
Wait, you don't know if you would... Green Bay to Warrior fan if you moved?
If I moved, I wouldn't move. But if I moved, I don't know. I mean, like.
Oh, my God.
If you worked at 105 through the fan in Dallas, would you be a Luka Doncic guy?
No, absolutely not.
What I'm saying is like, if I moved to another state, all right, and my kid was going to school every day, and everybody there was, I just pick it, like, whatever, let's. Okay, a Florida Marlin fan. Like, all right, maybe we'd be Florida Marlin fans.
Oh, no, 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 no.
But I also wouldn't move.
No, 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 no. No, if I did move, say if I moved to Minnesota and we're around nothing but Viking fans, all right? We're around nothing but Viking fans. Hey, Chaz, you know what you're wearing today to school? You're wearing your 49er jersey to school. To let these Viking fans know, we don't turn and run away from our teams. We could be 3,000 miles away. We could be 7,000 miles away. We could be 10,000 miles away. I'm going to always bleed black and orange, red and gold, and blue and yellow. I don't give a damn where I move. That's just, it is what it is. Okay. That's what League Pass was invented for. Hey, baby Chess, we ain't never turning our backs on the 49ers. We'll be up at 10 in the morning watching our team, 1 in the morning, 4 in the morning. It don't matter. We will always be Bay Area fans. The hell with that move. That's some bandwagon front runner mentality. Oh, it's because I moved to Sacramento, I'm going to become a King fan. The
I'm
hell with
saying
that.
I'm not saying you are. I understand it is what
no,
I'm saying.
I don't understand it. I don't understand how you could just. Fine. You know how many fans we meet out here that remain Boston fans, that remain Eagle fans, that remain Charger fans or Laker fans or whatever it is.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hell no, I don't understand that. I don't understand it whatsoever. People moving up out of the Bay Area, all of a sudden you're going to become a King fan.
I'm saying I get it. That's all I'm saying.
I don't get it. I don't get it. I'm saying I don't get it.
Fair enough. Then we don't see eye to eye. Point being is that I respect the hell out of what the Kings have built over the last couple of years. It's like really nice. I'm pumped for them because I do know a lot of good Kings fans. De'Aaron Fox is a extremely likable dude. If we're banking on guards over the next 5 years, there's only a couple of guys in front of him, and Luka's one of them, right? Like, he's a very likable player. I love Keegan Murray. I mean, I didn't know much about him until the Warriors ended up playing him, watching from afar. What's there not to like? I think he's an ascending young player. I love what I see from him. They've got nice role players. I don't have any mean ill will toward Harrison Barnes.
I thought you was going to talk mess about the Kings today.
I'm getting there.
Hey, all this praise. We got four-time champs. How about we praise Clay Thompson?
There's one guy on their team I don't like. I like
Mike
Brown.
How about we praise Chris Paul? The hell with the Sacramento Kings.
Let me get there.
Oh, Lord.
Mike Brown, nice guy. Came on the show many times. Enjoyed him. Then we get to Sabonis. Sabonis. Born on third base, all right? Acts like he hit the triple. Whining and crying. The demeanor of he's the victim every time he touches the basketball. Sacramento acts like they're watching Jokic when he's not Jokic. All right, great. The ball goes through him on every possession. Fantastic. I'm glad. I'm really glad you put up a bunch of numbers during the regular season and you're a three-time All-Star because we had to give Indiana two All-Star nods just because of you putting up some numbers that were hollow in the East on a weak team. Congratulations. Congratulations. You play zero defense. You've done nothing of significance in an actual playoff game. And you don't help winning in the most important months of the year, April and May. So congratulations to Domantas Sabonis for his entry into the play-in game. His season ends tonight like it did last year. And Draymond Green will be there to stomp all over him. And I mean that metaphorically, not physically. And they are going to snuff him out again. He's going to whine and cry. And he's going to try to shoulder every guy who's in front of him. And he's going to play zero defense. He'll be in foul trouble. And his season will end.
Hope he's in foul trouble. Who's going to draw those fouls? Is it TJD?
I think you just put him in action all night.
All right. I'm not mad at that. Look, man, I think defensively the Warriors do have the goods to slow down Sabonis. Draymond Green, I think, does an excellent job on him. Did an excellent job on Zion last Friday. We know about Draymond Green defensively. I think Looney, you can dust off Looney in this basketball game. This is where Looney can be used to get some big like Sabonis. He knows what he's going to do. He knows his actions. Sabonis is not the most athletic guy. He's crafty. He's fundamentally sound. I'll give him that. But Looney can handle that. Looney can handle that for about 8 to 12 minutes. And then TJD, I'm very eager to see how TJD does against Domantas Sabonis. So I'm not worried about him. I'm worried about the head of the snake, if anybody. Keep De'Aaron Fox out the paint, and I think he'd go a long way to winning this basketball game. I really do. Sabonis is solid. Look, Sacramento loves him. And I've told everybody in Sacramento, you would not take that next step with Sabonis. He should be a bridge to another superstar if you could get one. Sabonis will get his numbers, but how impactful are those numbers? There's times, like last year in Game 7, you could watch seven straight possessions in the third quarter where Sabonis just blows it. He blows it. Now, if the Warriors leave him open, is he capable of hitting that 15-foot jumper that the Warriors invited him to take all last season in the first round? That's the key to me. That's a sign of improvement. If he's hitting that jumper, then maybe you got to switch up your coverages because the Warriors left Sabonis wide open to the elbow and said, go ahead and shoot it, buddy. Shoot it. And he wouldn't shoot. He wouldn't shoot. So I want to see if he's grown or not. Let's go to Manny and Sack. Oh, we got a lot of callers up in Sacramento. What up, Manny? Manny,
this
good
is your
morning.
Boy, Cereal Bonte.
What's up, Cereal?
I got my t-shirt ready for tonight. You're going to be smiling all over the beam. But I got beef with Wachowski right now.
Oh, here we go.
Because what's that? You got all this vitriol for Sabonis, right?
Yeah.
But you got a dude over there that's not, you don't even know what you're going to get every day. If he ain't taking his meds, if he ain't talking to a psychiatrist, if he's not sitting in that little bunker where nobody knows where he's at in that dark corner that he did for 8 weeks, like he was waiting for.
You
for
wish
the
you had Draymond Green, doggy.
No,
you wish you had Draymond Green over Troy Murphy Jr., a.k.a. Domantas Sabonis. Get out of here. You wish you had Draymond Green on your team. In fact, you tried to sign him last year.
I don't need 4 points, three rebounds, and six assists like he's some brilliant. He barely does anything. He looks at the refs more than Sabonis does.
So when Draymond hits a three tonight, and starts cowering over at the Kings bench, he's looking at you, doggy. Just remember that. He's looking right through your soul.
I'll be looking right. I hope he stops me so he can go crawl into that locker room and act like he did something to motivate the team when all he does is, you can see it on Steph's face half the time. I can't wait till he retires so he can do that book where he is cussing Draymond out. Because
well, when he retires, he's going straight into the Hall of Fame. I hope you understand that.
Average. That's what he is, the Hall of Average.
The Hall of Average.
Hey, man, if you got to wake up, you got to root for Sabonis, dog. Sabonis. Imagine that. Domantas Sabonis. Will he show up tonight? Will he show up tonight? 888-957-9570. What is the matchup you're watching for tonight, Dub Nation? What is the matchup that will go a long way to determining the result of this basketball game?
That's a tremendous question.
That's a tremendous question. Thank you very much, Sam.
No. That's gone too far.
You could tell how insecure Kings fans are because they're all up in our YouTube. They're all up on our phone calls.
No. We've created something special. I love the King fans calling. I love their passion. I do. I just would never move up to Sacramento and become a Kings fan. I don't know where you were going with that one. No, all right, I know you said you understand. I don't understand it whatsoever. Shasky, you're 415er. If you move to Miami, you're really going to be a Marlin fan, donkey? Come on, man. It is a Warriors game day, by the way, presented by Xfinity, and we hope it's not the last Warriors game day. At home or on the code, you get the fastest internet to all of your devices. What's coming up in the game? Brought to you by Fremont Bank, Full Service Banking, no compromises. Warrior fans, what's the matchup to watch? 888-957-9570. That's coming up on the roast.
This is Kevon Looney. Welcome back to the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game. Take it away, Bonte.
All right, Loon Dog. He was a difference maker in that series last year. Where they went to the one big lineup for Game 3 and Game 4. And then Game 5 as well. Draymond came off the bench with 21. We all forget that one. And then went back to the two big lineup to win that series in 7 games. Steph Curry with the 50-burger in Game 7. 888-957-9570. Your thoughts on tonight? What is the matchup you're looking forward to? I'm looking at the Wiggins-Fox matchup, top of mind for me. And then how will the Kings defend Stephen Curry? Because Stephen Curry could detonate, and he could drop 30, 40, 50 on you in a heartbeat. We saw it in the biggest moments last season. We've seen it throughout the course of his career. But how do the Kings defend him? Because they don't. Is it Keegan Murray? Is it Keegan Murray who's going to take that assignment? Would that take away from his offense if he's chasing around Stephen Curry?
That's a good point.
Will it be Keon Ellis? Will it be off-night Davion Mitchell? Because he does get physical with Stephen Curry. One thing Sacramento did very well last year in the playoffs against the Golden State Warriors. And I don't know if they, when you watch back Game 6 and Game 7, I guess they tried it with Terrence Davis, but they pressed Steph Curry full court. They did it with Davion Mitchell. And remember, the Warriors were not getting into their half-court sets until there was about 16, 15 seconds left on the shot clock. They were bringing the ball up, and Davion's pressing them, whether Fox is pressing them. They were making Curry and Draymond work to get the ball up the floor. Then you got 16 seconds left to get into your set, and then you make a couple passes, boom, there's 7 seconds left, and the ball ends up in Klay Thompson's hand, and then he's forcing up a bad shot. Can you get into your sets quicker? That's something I'm going to be watching for, because the Kings did that early and often in that series last season when they just pressed the Warriors 94 feet. And again, when you don't get into your offense until about 15, 14 seconds left of the shot clock, you're really asking for trouble.
Well, so then that poses the question, do you anticipate a Draymond CP3 combination on the floor a lot tonight to kind of offset that for Curry?
Yeah, they'll press Chris Paul too, though. They'll press Chris Paul. They'll press whoever's bringing up the ball up the floor. So do I anticipate Chris Paul and Draymond Green? At some point, yeah. They'll be in there together at some point.
Like, one thing that Chris Paul does really well is if you do press him full court, he'll get around you and then slow down, stop, and get a couple cheapo, deepo fouls, and then teams kind of back off that. So, no, I think you're spot on with that one. Like, the Warriors are going to have to hit shots. I know that's a stupid thing and it's very simplistic to say, but like, they're just different when they're hitting. They just are, and then it opens up the attacking lanes. I want to see how aggressive Andrew Wiggins is. Are they going to go 4 or 5 minutes before he takes his first shot?
Yeah.
Or are they going to throw it to him early and try to get him going early and play off that?
Definitely want to get him going offensively, but I wouldn't mind if he, if he's aggressive offensively and he's getting touches, it does help his defense. There's no doubt he stays involved in the game. His head is in the game. Give him about 10 to 12 shots tonight. I'm cool with that. But I'm more focused with Andrew Wiggins defending De'Aaron Fox. How do you defend De'Aaron Fox, especially without Malik Monk? You know De'Aaron Fox's usage rate is going to be out of control tonight without Malik Monk. He's a ball handler. He's a high flyer. He's going to win Sixth Man of the Year. Malik Monk is a huge, huge loss. And then when you think about Andrew Wiggins or De'Aaron Fox, you also think about GP2, who's going to be out today and Friday.
What with exactly the
calf,
is
it's
the
a calf injury?
Calf injury. God, he's been out so much.
He's been out so much, and it's unfortunate because that's another guy who could press De'Aaron Fox and pick him up full court.
Does Moody then maybe in an emergency situation get elevated?
Moody's going to play.
You think he's going he's going to play?
Yeah,
because I'm anticipating a tighter rotation, like eight, nine guys.
And Moody will be one of those guys. I would think Moody's going to play. I would have a hard time not seeing Moody playing tonight without GP2.
Yeah, I'm with you. Like I'm looking at it this way. I'm thinking, all right, Kuminga's going to come off the bench. CP3's going to come off the bench. Pajemski's going to probably come off the bench. That's eight. Looney would be nine. Ten would be, what's his face?
Moody.
Yeah, like 10 guys are going to play tonight?
Maybe you get 10 guys. Maybe you wear them down with depth. You, remember, if you win tonight, you got to play Friday as well.
Yeah, that's true.
So you're going to need some bodies here. Look, the hook on JK is something I'm going to be looking for.
Well,
Where's JK going to be at? Because he's another guy. If he's on, can he stay in front of De'Aaron Fox? But also, De'Aaron Fox is so good with the pump fake. You don't want to get J.K. in the air committing some silly fouls there. So the J.K. Moody minutes, if Moody does play, watching those very, very closely.
As in one guy will eat into the others?
If one guy is not playing well, that other guy is going to steal those minutes. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I think we're making way too much of Jonathan Kuminga's minutes just in general. And I think we're putting too much on his plate. I don't think they're going to rely on him. I think they've made the decision. They're going to roll with Wiggins and Clay. And that would, obviously, with GP2 out, that does change it somewhat. But I don't think, like, he has to be the second or third best player for them to. Yeah, I don't think that's how they're viewing it internally.
But you know what, though? I was thinking about this last night.
What's that?
Is that JK playing with CP3 in a game like this? Chris Paul can settle him down.
That's a good point.
Chris Paul can keep him under control with that second unit and make sure that he gets JK some really good shots and make him feel comfortable with that second unit. That's actually something that I'm looking forward to. Chris Paul, knowing that JK, look, it's silly of us to say, hey, Paz needs to do this and TJD needs
to
do
that. That's what I'm
saying. They've never been in this position before. It's the biggest game of TJD's life.
Yes.
It's the biggest game of Paz's life. It's the biggest game for JK because JK hasn't seen playoff minutes before. But Chris Paul being with that second unit, I think will help JK and alleviate some of that pressure. He'll be talking to Jonathan Kuminga every dead ball. Hey, I need you to do this. Hey, I need you to do that. Hey, get in the mid post. Hey, I need you to hit the 10-foot mini, the 10-foot fadeaway jumper. Chris Paul being with that second unit now, I think about it, I think will help out JK tremendously tonight, at least offensively.
We haven't discussed it, but he just had some really bad defensive possessions with awareness. Like, he was guarding somebody 70 feet away from the hoop before the... Remember, it was the end of the one of the quarters. Was it this Friday night game?
Against New Orleans.
And he just got a horrible foul, and it turned into a three-point attempt. And so he's got to be smarter, because I do believe, like, guarding Keegan, guarding Harrison Barnes. Like, there's going to be some overlapping help situations.
Right.
And he can't just leave his feet willingly. He can't foul three-point shooters and get them on the free throw line. Why are you smiling?
You got a jingle for me, Spadoni? You got a jingle for me? Give me a jingle for this one.
95-7 The Game. Breaking news.
All the 49ers who Brennan Ayuk kept. I'm sorry. I shouldn't do that.
What?
No. I'm just kidding.
Oh, Shasky's face just now.
Well, I thought he was going to announce like a deal between the Niners and Ayuk. Why would you do that?
Your entire life just flashed.
Well, I didn't know where he was going.
And here's where I'm going. Tonight's NBA referee assignments.
God, why would you do that to me? Well, no, honestly,
I need to loosen you up.
Devontae got signed yesterday. It was either he's getting signed or he's getting traded. Wow, my heart can't stop.
Give Shasky a moment here.
Oh man,
why would you do that?
We need to screenshot his face when he said that.
Can we screenshot his face, please? I had to loosen him up, man. Oh boy, it's tight over here. He's talking about going to another region and understanding fans, switching allegiances. I got to get my boy back on track. NBA referee assignments for tonight. Our crew chief tonight, Gucci Man.
No.
James Williams.
No.
James Williams, a.k.a. Gucci. Referee Mark Lindsay, umpire Aaron Smith. Now guess who's refereeing the Lakers Pelicans game?
Foster.
He's the crew chief for that game.
Of course.
Curtis Blair's a referee.
What's LeBron's record with Scott Foster?
Who's the umpire?
He's got a 97% win.
Is it Pedritus? That's
Pedritus. Yeah, Pedritus. Pedritus. Like. All right, Gucci man.
Jetaminus Pedritus.
Yeah. Let's.
The Greek.
I'm sorry, guys. I didn't mean to do that to Eva.
No, we need the infos. We need the bios. This is a thing now.
No, I didn't mean to do that about Fred and I.
Well,
no.
I just don't know why you would go that way.
No, because your face, man. It was just too easy, man. It was too easy. I just need to laugh. If I go somewhere, come on, man. Are the Niners really? I know Adam Schefter came out with the report yesterday. He's more worried about getting paid than being on the 49ers. I don't believe that whatsoever.
Well like two things can be true.
Yeah, I mean, come on,
he
man.
Could be with the Niners, and he could be more worried about getting paid, and he also could be at the facility working out. Like, all these things could be true.
Right, I mean.
And someone could blow them away with a deal.
Dude, IU has the same agent as John Lynch. Why would that agent come out and say, it's all fake news, all the trade rumors of Brandon IU? Why would they do that?
I don't know.
Why would they do that? I just don't get it. We're going to give Brock Purdy one less weapon? What? All right, our referee assignment. Here we go. James Williams. They're not letting me click on the bios anymore. Is somebody up, Bob? All right, let's just go to Matt Narinda.
That's
Matt
tough,
Narinda.
That's
he has an Aaron Smith factoid. Aaron Smith fact.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.